Strengthening the Home, Latter-day Prophets Speak. President John Taylor, 1808 to 1887, third president of the church. Do you have prayers in your family? And when you do, do you go through the operation like the grinding of a piece of machinery, or do you bow in meekness and with sincere desire to seek the blessings of God upon you and your household? That is the way that we ought to do, and cultivate a spirit of devotion and trust in God, dedicating ourselves to Him and seeking His blessings. From the Gospel Kingdom, page 284. President Joseph F. Smith, 1838 to 1918, sixth president of the church. What then is an ideal home? A model home such as should be the ambition of the Latter-day Saints to build. It is one in which all worldly considerations are secondary, one in which the father is devoted to the family with which God has blessed him, counting them of first importance, and in which they, in turn, permit him to live in their hearts, one in which there is confidence, union, love, sacred devotion between father and mother and children and parents, one in which the mother takes every pleasure in her children, supported by the father, all being moral, pure, God-fearing. From The Ideal Home in the Improvement Era, March 1905, page 387. President Heber J. Grant, 1856 to 1945, seventh president of the church. If there is any one thing that will bring peace and contentment into the human heart and into the family, it is to live within our means. And if there is any one thing that is grinding and discouraging and disheartening, is to have debts and obligations that one cannot meet. Relief Society Magazine, May 1932, page 302. President George Albert Smith, 1870 to 1951, eighth president of the church. We cannot force people into doing things, but we may love them into doing what is right and into righteousness. From the Conference Report, April 1951, page 114. President Spencer W. Kimball, 1895 to 1985, 12th President of the Church. An evening home with the family, or an evening out to some place of interest with your family, only partly solves the need of the home evening. Basically important is the teaching of the children the way of life that is vitally important. Merely going to a show or a party together or fishing only half satisfies the real need. But to stay home and teach the children the gospel, the scriptures, the love for each other, and love for their parents is most important. The Foundations of Righteousness, Ensign, November 1977, page 4. Concerning the governing of our families, we have been correctly taught that the family council is the most basic council of the church. Under the direction of the father and mother, who should also counsel together, family councils may discuss family matters, discuss family finances, make plans, and support and strengthen family members. From the Teachings of Spencer W. Kimball, pages 343 and 344. President Ezra Taft Benson, 1899 to 1994, 13th president of the church. Family study of the scriptures should be the practice in our homes each Sabbath day. Daily devotionals are also a commendable practice where scripture reading, singing of hymns, and family prayer are a part of our daily routine. From Fundamentals of Enduring Family Relationships, Ensign, November 1982, page 60. End of Latter-day Prophets Speak, Strengthening the Home.